The Bush administration has proposed targeting the gambling winnings of parents who are behind on their child support payments. The plan is expected to be included in the administration's forthcoming budget and is part of a broader initiative aimed at helping to get mothers and children off public assistance. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
The administration's plan calls for the creation of a nationwide database, a list of parents who owe back child support. Dr. Wade Horn is Assistant Secretary for Children and Families at the Department of Health and Human Services. He says it would be up to the gambling operators to check the list every time someone hands them a winning ticket or hits it big at the casino.
If someone were to win money at a gaming institution, what would happen is that they would quickly check to see if there was a match with somebody who had outstanding child support obligations. And if so, then a portion of those winnings would be used in order to fulfill those past due child support obligations.
The administration hasn't said how many gamblers it believes are behind on their child support payments, though it has said it expects the database will raise around $1.9 billion over 10 years. That might sound like a lot until you compare it to what's actually owed. Conservative estimates say nationally, deadbeat parents owe around $50 billion. In New York State alone, it's estimated $3 billion is still owed by delinquent parents, and gaming interests are already lining up against the plan. Frank Fahrenkopf, president of the American Gaming Association, says it's unfair to target just one industry in an effort to collect overdue child support.
Why not say to all the banks in the country that when someone comes in and wants to withdraw funds from an account, that you ought to check against this master list to see whether or not that person owes back child support, or stockbrokers before they issue the stock dividends that have gone into an account? I just think that it's, from a realistic standpoint, it's not good public policy, and it's probably going to create more problems than solutions.
Fahrenkopf and other pro-gambling forces also question the use of private industry to perform a function they say is more appropriately carried out by state government, which historically has had the role of handling child support cases.
They're off. Worthy adversary, Mr. Flowers, the outside gate. Secret speed is shuffled back early on, landing benefits.
At Maryland's Laurel Park, horse racing fanatics clutch their racing forms as they eagerly monitor the thoroughbred's progress around the track. Most say they have no problem with the idea of a federal database for deadbeat parents. Bill Bernowski, a divorced father, says he regularly makes child support payments and sees no reason others shouldn't do the same.
If somebody has the children and they're willing to go out and they have money to waste and blow on horse racing, that child should be taken care of first and they should garnish those winnings. I have my two children and, you know, things didn't work out between my wife and all, but I will make sure that I pay for my children, and that's the way it should be.
The Bush administration says it will cost around $40 million to set up a national database to identify deadbeat parents. The idea of going after gambling winnings isn't necessarily new. The Clinton administration twice tried and failed to institute a similar measure. However, in defending its initiative, the administration points to the fact a similar program is already in place for lottery winnings. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.